Welcome to Life After Journalism, in which we hear from the people who brought us the news and see what they're up to now that they've moved on with their lives. I'm your host, Matt Smith, and as the minute waltz fades away, we ask the imaginary studio audience, please welcome our guest today, Sarah Armstrong. Sarah worked as a journalist for ABC Radio National, during which she won a Walkley Award. She has now left the profession and writes fiction. She began by telling us how she got into journalism.
I did a BA Communications at what was then Mitchell College in Bathurst, now Charles Sturt University, and in my final year I applied for a traineeship at ABC Radio in Current Affairs and got that, so I ended up going through one of their traineeships, and then after a year of training, worked in Current Affairs Radio in Sydney.
For AM, PM and The World Today, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
What was your role with those shows?
I was a journalist, so I did interviews, made packages for those programs. Worked on all of them at various times, but towards the end of my time there, I spent more time working for The World Today and spent more time doing slightly longer pieces and pieces that took more than a day to do, because generally the turnaround for The World Today is pretty quickly. You know, you have your program meeting at 7:30 and then the program goes to air at 10 past 12, or that's how it used to be.
Yeah.
So you haven't got a lot of time to get a package or an interview or whatever together. So I would do pieces that required perhaps more travelling or more interviews and go to air every couple or every few days.
Are those the sort of journalistic pieces that you liked to work on?
I preferred to work on those by far. Yeah, look, I didn't really enjoy so much the very hard news
kind of stuff. Yeah,
sort of lived in fear of being asked to go to a doorstop with a politician and have to quiz them on the topic of the week or something.
Yeah.
I preferred to go out and do lots of interviews and put packages together with music.
The more sort of audio documentary side of it.
Yeah, that's right. They were never tremendously long, 7 or 8 minutes.
You won a Walkley for one of these in 1993. It was a radio feature on diggers returning to Gallipoli. Can you tell me about that story?
One of the constraints for journalists working, you know, let's say in inner city Sydney, which is where the ABC was, thinking across when I started and then moved to Ultima, is just a physical constraint. And so if a story is a long way away physically, you either do it on the phone or it's not going to get up for that day, and that's often a problem. And this story, I remember, was a very long way away. I got in a cab and had to go to some veterans nursing home way up on the upper North Shore somewhere, and the driving in the cab alone was a couple of hours. I don't think it got up that same day for that very reason. I'm just remembering that. But I went out to this nursing home and the veterans were there. They'd all come from their various home states and they were resting there before they went back to Gallipoli, and I went and interviewed a number of them, and I didn't have any preconceived idea about what I was going to get or what they were going to say. It was just to talk to them about their feelings about the impending trip and to see if they would talk to me about their time many years ago. And it wasn't easy interviewing because they were quite elderly, and some of them I don't think really wanted to talk about it, which is completely fair enough.
Yeah.
I did talk to quite a few of them, and some of them would go off on tangents and not really answer the question. So it was kind of interesting interviewing, and one man in particular who was still very spry and had very well-formed opinions on war, and he really, I think, was key to that piece.
When it was nominated and when it won, were you surprised? And did you think that it deserved it over the other stories that you've worked on in the past?
Look, I think all awards are really, really subjective, whether it's literary awards or journalistic awards, and I tend not to give them that much weight either way. And as a writer now, I don't take on board what people say in a positive sense or in a negative sense very much, and I think I was a bit like that then. It was like it was a great honour and I felt very grateful for it, but it quite possibly was not my very best piece of work, and there were quite possibly other pieces that deserved it too. But it's an award, they're subjective, that's just the nature of them.
Yeah. In the mid-90s, you joined ABC TV's foreign correspondent.
That's right.
As a researcher and field producer. Why did you make the change into television?
Well, look, I think part of it was I was finding the level of stress with those kind of very tight deadlines is high. And I'm not someone who thrives on stress. And I think I began to be unhappy. So I tried to think of work that might be less stressful. Deep down, I knew that I really wanted to be writing, not doing journalism, and I was trying to find my way out of journalism. But I found myself in TV, and certainly being a researcher is not very high stress.
Yeah.
Incredible amount of reading. My brain was just saturated. But being a field producer, which I did a little bit of, I was mostly a researcher, but I did a bit of field production, is very high stress, as I discovered. It was interesting in the recent events in Libya. One of the trips I made, we We went to Libya and did a story there, such as you could, because the control was pretty tight. You know, had Minder the whole time, and they drove you around. You didn't have your own vehicle or anything. Put you in a hotel, and no doubt listened to all our phone conversations, etc. The business of listening to Gaddafi give interminable speeches, which we would take 5-10 second snippet of, and we'd be sitting there for literally hours and hours, to going up to the Roman ruins, breathtaking and completely deserted. We were the only people there, and of course we tried to talk to people about how they really felt about Gaddafi's regime and life there, but naturally enough no one was willing to say.
You've mentioned that you're a writer now, and that in 1997 you resigned from the ABC. Why did you make that decision? Is it because you wanted to write more?
Yeah, I wanted to write, yeah. And I thought, I don't want to be on my deathbed thinking, oh, gee, I could have written a novel, if only. And I just didn't have the time when I was doing that kind of work. Long hours, using that same sort of creative juice that you use for writing fiction. So I thought, if I'm going to do it, I've got to do it now. At some level, and always felt a bit like I was faking it as a journalist. I expected someone to come tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, game's up, you're not really a journalist. Which I don't really feel like that as a writer, and it's not that I'm a especially brilliant writer, but I feel like I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing, whereas I didn't actually really feel like that about journalism at some level.
What skills have you developed as a journalist then that are of use to your work now?
Working in radio, I think you develop a real economy of writing. So that's been really useful. With my novel Salt Rain, when I sent it to the publisher, they sort of came back to me and said, can you make it a bit longer? Most people are not asked, they're asked to kind of cut things back. So yeah. I think I've developed quite an economical and lean style of writing, because that's what you have to do when you write in radio. And I developed the ability to work in a very noisy environment. I remember when I first joined the ABC, sitting down to try and write a lead in the middle of the current affairs newsroom, and just thinking, my God, how are you meant to think and be creative with people yelling and phones? But soon enough, I got over that.
Considering your background as a journalist then, does it change the way you watch and read the news?
I think I'm probably more critical when journalists are being lazy or ungrammatical. For me, journalism was all about words and putting words together. It wasn't really, if I look back, so much about the news, and I probably shouldn't have ended up in current affairs. And I almost got into journalism by default. I wanted to be a creative writer, but I didn't think you could make money out of it. And it's true, you can't make money out of it.
Yeah.
Unless you Di Morrissey or Bryce Courtney. But I notice people in the media, I notice other journalists work mostly in terms of the words they use and mistakes they make. And I guess when I'm watching a story, I'm more aware of what goes into it and what's behind it. So I guess I appreciate those few minutes we see on the TV news might have an incredible backstory to it in terms of the difficulty of getting that story out and the difficulty of actually shooting that story.
What's a piece of advice that you would give to aspiring journalists out there?
So it's so long since I've been in journalism, I don't really feel placed to offer people advice, I have to be honest. If you ask me about giving advice to people wanting to become fiction writers, just read. Too many people, I think, are caught up in the fantasy of being published and don't read. And read what it is you want to write. If you want to write memoir, read memoir. If you want to write feature articles, read really good feature articles. Seek out the very best. I think reading and rewriting. Rewrite many times. Many times.
Fiction author Sarah Armstrong there. You can read more about her career and her novels at www.sarah-armstrong.com. Next week on Life After Journalism, we'll speak to former Channel 7 sports reporter David McHugh.